places around the world. But then, you know, sometimes it doesn't go as, all right, hang on. We're about to be live on YouTube. Okay. All right. So let me just check and see if anyone is joining us on YouTube yet. Okay. All right. So for the benefit of those who may be joining us on YouTube, Robbie's our instructor, and he just called and let me know that his internet is out. And so he's going to keep trying to get on until about 7:10, at which time at 10 after 7, he will go ahead and cancel class, and or I will. And he said he will include any of that information for tonight's class in with next week's class. So we're just going to give it a few minutes. And in the meantime, since we are gathered here, I figured we could go ahead and do our intentions, set our intention, and do the preliminary prayers as well. So welcome, everyone. We'll go ahead and get started and see if Robbie is able to join us or not. So just take a moment to maybe close your eyes if that helps you focus, and take a moment to bring to mind why you have come to class tonight, why you have enrolled in Discovering Buddhism and joining us in this class, and what brought you here. And there's no right or wrong answer. And then from that motivation, whatever motivated you to be here tonight, let's further extend that out, that any benefits that we gain from participating in the Discovering Buddhism class may be of benefit not only to ourselves, but those whose lives we touch every day, those whose lives we may just run into randomly and don't even know them, and all the other sentient beings whose lives we may not directly interact with. So may all of the merit generated from class tonight, as we explore the module on taking refuge in the three jewels, be of benefit to all sentient beings. Extend that wish and motivation out. Limitless sentient beings. Okay, and I'm going to go ahead and bring up the prayers, and we can go ahead and do those. So I will say them, and you can say them as well, but like Robbie says, it's usually kind of crazy when more than one person is talking on Zoom. So everyone else can mute for the time being. But please say them with me from where you are. So we'll do taking refuge in generating bodhicitta. I go for refuge until I'm enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By the merits I create through listening to the Dharma, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I go for refuge until I'm enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By the merits I create through listening to the Dharma, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I go for refuge until I'm enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By the merits I create through listening to the Dharma, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. From there, we'll go right into four immeasurables. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. You can just pause after each line and just think about that a little deeper, make it more meaningful. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. And may all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. And then we'll add the Dala offering. This ground anointed with perfume strewn with flowers, adorned with Mount Meru for continents, sun, and the moon. I imagine this as a Buddha field and offer it. May all living beings in this enjoy this pure land. Idam Guru Ratman Lakam Niryatanam. Okay. So are there any questions that anyone has that I might be able to answer, either about the course, the Discovering Buddhism course, how to access materials, or anything you'd like me to pass on to Robbie? Anything at all? Feel free to unmute. And for anyone who has just joined us, let's see, who just joined us? Was it Carmen? Did you just join? So Robbie's internet's not working, so we're giving him until about 10 after 7 to see if he's able to join us or not. We could, if you guys wanted to go a little more than 10 after 7, we could do a brief meditation. I like to use this book, How to Meditate. I don't know if that's very clear, Kathleen McDonald. And it's a great book as far as having meditations literally at your fingertips. Let me find one on, if there's one on refuge. We can do a simple purification meditation. Is everyone up for that? I mean, we're here. We might as well do something. If you want to duck out, feel free. But otherwise, I'll lead us through this simple purification meditation. All right. So go ahead and find your meditation posture, and there's 7 points to this meditation posture. If you are in a chair, go ahead and just sit forward. I typically will sit cross-legged even in a chair. It's totally up to you. If you're on the ground, come into a comfortable seated position. You want to have your spine nice and tall, lengthening up through the crown of your head, which is towards the back of your head. So the chin is slightly tucked. Okay, not down like this, but just slightly so that the back of the neck is open. And then you can either close your eyes all the way if you tend to get distracted. That's a good thing to do. Otherwise, you can keep them just ever so slightly open and kind of cast your gaze down. And that allows a little bit of light to come in to kind of keep you more awake. So it's personal preference and what you need. And then your shoulders are relaxed. Your jaw's relaxed. And then you can place kind of the front part of your tongue at the back of the top teeth on the roof of the mouth, on the top palate. And that helps with just swallowing your saliva. And so take several full deep breaths. I like to start with 3 deep centering breaths, and these would be breaths from the abdomen. Expanding your belly on the inhale and drawing that belly in on the exhale. Maybe 2 or 3 of those centering breaths, bringing your mind into this time and into this space, allowing yourself this opportunity to bring calm and quiet into your mind. And then you might allow that breathing to go back to its normal or natural rhythm. And then recall that motivation that we set just moments ago. And you might use that same motivation that in this meditation. Whatever merits are generated from putting your time and energy into working on your mind, be a benefit to all sentient beings. And just continue bringing your awareness to your breath for a moment. And just breathe normally. Observe the full duration of every inhalation as well as every exhalation. No need to change or alter your breath. You're just simply noticing. And now imagine that when you inhale, all the positive energy in the universe enters your body in the form of pure, blissful, radiant white light. Visualize this light flowing to every part of your body, filling every cell and atom and making you relaxed, light, and blissful. Continue this visualization with every inhalation. If your mind starts to wander away from the meditation, gently guide it back. Visualizing this pure white light energy entering your body on each inhale. And once you feel comfortable with breathing in the white light, then you can add on each exhale, as you breathe out, visualizing dark smoke leaving your body. Imagine that all your negative energy, past mistakes, distorted conceptions, disturbing emotions, leave your body with each exhale in the form of dark smoke or fog. The smoke goes out into space where it disappears completely. Don't worry that you're polluting the environment. Just imagine that the smoke becomes non-existent. So as you inhale, visualize pure, white, joyful, healing, positive light entering the body. And with each exhale, you release anything negative, emotions, thoughts, anger. Again, if your mind wanders, gently bring it back to the meditation. And continue to concentrate on this experience, breathing out the dark smoke of your problems. And breathing in the white light of good energy. And you can relax your meditation and bring your awareness back to this time and this space. And let's conclude our meditation by dedicating any positive energy, any merit that has been gained by doing this meditation. And practicing on a simple purification of ourselves that this may be of benefit to all beings, and that all beings may find everlasting happiness and peace of mind. When you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. Okay, so that is, and I didn't know what meditation was when I first opened the book, but that one can also be done in as a Tonglen meditation, and some of you may be familiar with Tonglen, where it's like give and take. And so that one we were just really focusing on ourselves and kind of getting rid of our negative energy. But you can also do it with others in mind. And so, you know, you can start by thinking of doing this for folks, family and friends, and then extend it out to strangers, and then finally to, you know, enemies or those we might find challenging. And so it's it becomes a meditation on equanimity as well. So there's lots of, or not really lots, but several different directions you can go with that meditation. So it is 7:20. So I guess we can close here. And thanks for hanging with me for the meditation. It was actually quite lovely just to take a moment and think something positive. And I guess we'll come back next week, and Robbie will cover double the material. So get ready for that one. Come with questions if you have any, since that will be our last class. And then we will be on about a month-long break before we start the next module. And the next module is called Establishing a Daily Practice. And that will be with Hemant, and it will start on January 10th. So we're going to be out for quite a while. But do join us next week for class. And in the meantime, just continue that homework, work on the readings, and keep your meditation practice going if you can. Any questions or anything? Thanks, you guys.
Thank you, Linda. Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you.
See you next week. Enjoy your evening.